It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kobe Prettyman with the CARE Coalition. Big event coming up. These are always fun. We're going to talk about the CARE Coalition, but this is the CARE Family Field Day coming up on September 18th in Washington Park. We'll get some more information about that as well. Kobe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about, before we really get into what's going on, let's talk about the CARE Coalition and some of the things that they do here for our area.
So the CARE Coalition is a group of individuals that come together and try to find things and plan things for the community to help prevent drug use among, well, everybody, but our young population is a big focus at what we do there.
And it's just giving alternatives, really.
Right. Recognizing those things that are kind of those protective factors that maybe help kids prevent from, you know, becoming someone who's going to end up using substances. And so we take those things and try to promote those protective factors. And one of those is family connections and staying connected with your family and having good relationships with your family. And so that's what some of these events that we've been holding are, and the one in September is for.
And the one last month, now we talked a little bit about the fact that as the CARE Coalition, you try and do one every month just to, you know, and really, like you said, it's not really a place for your kids to just go and be, you know, and do their thing. You want the whole family to come out, because the best part about these is these events are 100% free.
Right. All the events are always free. And the idea is for families to come out and enjoy spending time together, create those family bonds, family memories, and just be able to have a good time.
So let's talk about this one that's coming up. September 18th, as I said, it's a CARE Family Field Day. And this is like the big one that you do every year. And you always have a lot of fun with this one. It's going to be at Washington Park from 4 to 7 p.m. And let's talk about some of the things that are going to go on at it.
So there'll be free pizza and drinks available for everyone who comes. And then we have some bigger games that we've brought down that include like laser tag and a wrecking ball game and just other inflatable family-friendly games that people can rotate through and attend. I think some of them might have kind of a sign-up so they'll to make the wait not be so long. But we just want families to come, enjoy spending time together, play on the games, have some dinner, and just have a good evening.
And really, that's what it's all about, as you said, is it's keeping your family together. And we all know how busy life can get.
Right.
And how difficult it is to get the family together for just even sometimes one meal a week, it seems like. But how important is that to keep that connection?
Well, that brings up a good point. The statistics are really quite staggering of just families eating dinner together, how much that impacts a child. And not only with substance abuse, but with a variety of other things such as mental health and school success and a variety of things. Just having a regular mealtime together where people actually sit around the table and interact is one of those protective factors we talk about.
And as I said, my kids are raised and grown now, but it was always nice to have that meal where we could get together and talk about what happened that day. And
right.
that's what it boils down to. And that's what these are all about. You know, yes, this one will be kind of hectic and kind of fun, but you can always find time to sit together as a family and just discuss what's going on in everybody's life, kind of get up to speed on what's happening.
Right.
And you know, just know what it's all about. And in the world that we live in now where everybody's on a device, it seems like we're getting stretched so thin, but it's still possible to get back together. Leave the cell phones alone. Leave them, you know, maybe set them at home. Leave them at home and go out and have a good time at this event, right?
Yeah, it's important that we spend time and let our kids know that we're focusing on them and that they have our attention and that we're going to do something fun with them.
All right. So as we said, this one here, September 18th, CARE Family Field Day, Washington Park from 4 to 7. Fun games for the entire family. The free dinner. You're going to get pizza, drinks, or everything's going to be there. And if you need any questions or if you want to keep on tabs to see when more events are coming up, where can they go to find all that out?
They can go to Care for Carbon with the number 4 on our Facebook page.
Okay, so that's where you go to get the great information. Now, I think before we get out of here, we need to let everybody know who is, yes, the CARE Coalition takes care of this and they lead the charge, but there are other entities in the area that have a lot to do with this as well, aren't there?
Yeah, we've been able to bring these games in largely because of our sponsors this year. And so our sponsors are the Hope Squad. Little Caesars has been doing pizza for the free family nights for years for us now. The Health Department, Price City, Castleview Hospital, Four Corners Behavioral Health, USU Extension, and the Be Epic Escape the Vape, along with the CARE Coalition. We sponsor the activities and make sure everybody's there to volunteer and make sure everybody's having a good time.
All right. So once again, going on September 18th, it is the CARE Family Field Day, Washington Park, from 4 to 7. If you need more information, just go to their Facebook page, CARE for Carbon. And all the info will be there. Kobe, thank you so much for coming in and letting us know about this event. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. Hope to see a lot of people there.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.